Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The state of Kansas sues Pfizer for suppressing the truth about the COVID shots. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, I think, Matt, we all say, well, it's about time somebody stepped up to the plate. And Kansas is the candidate here who sued Pfizer, alleging that the pharmaceutical company committed consumer protection violations by marketing the COVID shot as, quote, safe and effective, even though it knew the product was connected to deaths, serious adverse events, waning effectiveness, and an inability to prevent transmission.
This is a massive lawsuit
filed
by the Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, and it alleges a violation of consumer protection violations. So consumer protection laws are an interesting approach to these kinds of situations. We know, for example, that any pharmaceutical maker or pharmaceutical vaccine maker, I should say, since the 1980s, has legal immunity. That should be changed. That was passed during the Reagan administration. And it was passed in the 1980s because the vaccine makers said, if we don't get liability protection, we'll stop making vaccines. And so Congress passed and Reagan signed a law that gave them legal liability protection whenever they create a vaccine. So if they create a drug that's not a vaccine and it causes damage, you can sue them. If they create something that is classified as a vaccine and it causes damage or injury or death, you can't sue them. There is a special federal fund set up, but it is very bureaucratic and very cumbersome, and it doesn't compensate people accordingly. So now, in addition to that law, you also have the emergency use authorization, which was used for COVID. And there was a provision that provided legal immunity for this emergency use authorization, this quick warp speed, if you will, manufacture of these experimental mRNA shots. So many of these people who have been injured, they don't have recourse to file suits directly against Pfizer or Moderna or some of these others. But despite that liability protection, they cannot commit consumer fraud. Consumer fraud is presenting to the consumers something, so for example, presenting that this is safe and effective. That's what they presented. That's what they presented to the consumer. The consumers heard from Pfizer and these other pharmaceutical companies that this mRNA drug, this, quote, vaccine, which wasn't really a vaccine, was safe and effective.
Without the typical testing that a vaccine goes through, it's like 15 years or something.
And the issue is that they knew it wasn't safe and effective. In other words, they cannot fraud the consumer. They cannot commit a fraud in the marketing and the communication of their product to the consumer. And that's what this lawsuit alleges. And that takes it outside of this immunity. Because it's one thing to create a vaccine that has protection from legal liability that causes injury to somebody, something that I believe needs to be changed so that, just like any other drug, they need to be legally liable. But it's one thing to have that legal liability. It's another thing to lie, particularly knowingly, to the consuming public. And that's what this particular lawsuit alleges, that Pfizer intentionally lied to the public.
And, you know, we've seen time and time again the many people that have died, that have been injured because of this shot. But, you know, as I always say, follow the money. And here you've got in the lawsuit, they stated that Pfizer made approximately $75 billion, that's with a B, in revenue from its COVID shot sales over a two-year period. And the CEO also received $5.6 million from Pfizer stock sales on November 9th, 2020, which was the same day the stock prices soared when the company announced its experimental vaccine was 90% effective.
The lawsuit actually states, that's right, that Pfizer said its COVID-19, quote, vaccine was safe, even though it knew its COVID-19 vaccine was connected to serious adverse events, including myocarditis, pericarditis, failed pregnancies, and deaths. Pfizer, the lawsuit continues, concealed this critical safety information from the public through documents made public by the lawsuit in the Freedom of Information Act. Data from Pfizer's own adverse event database showed 1,223 fatalities, 158,833 adverse events within the first 3 months of the shot being available to the public.
It's horrific.
Yet the lawsuit states that on April 1, 2021, Pfizer issued a press release claiming that there were, quote, no serious safety concerns through up to 6 months following the second dose of its shot. The suit also shows Pfizer chairman and CEO Albert Bourla saying in 2023 that the company constantly reviews and analyzes the data, and we've seen not a single safety issue, although we have distributed billions of doses.
That's not true. And of course, we had the government cheerleader, Dr. Fauci, up there saying, oh, you got to have your COVID shot. You got to get your booster. This is nothing about safety and efficacy. That is not true.
So the lawsuit goes on to say that Pfizer's representations that its COVID-19 vaccine, they use the word vaccine.
We don't use the word.
I'll use the word shot.
Yeah.
That's what the lawsuit says. Did not have any safety concerns. So another Pfizer representative that did not have any safety concerns, which was inconsistent with the adverse events data it possessed. Pfizer knew Pfizer must be held accountable, according to the lawsuit, for falsely representing the benefits of the COVID-19 vaccine while concealing and suppressing the truth about its vaccine safety risk. The Kansas lawsuit asserts that Pfizer's misrepresentations violate the state's Consumer Protection Act, as well as the consent judgments made by many Kansas residents, whether they decided to receive or forego Pfizer's shot. Attorney General Kobach is seeking $20,000 in damages for each violation, which, you know, that's going to add up to be huge. He also reports in the lawsuit that Pfizer made, as you mentioned already, $75 billion. So here you have a classic situation, Holly. You have Pfizer lying to the public while they have data that actually contradicts specifically what they are saying publicly. They have data in their own possession.
Oh, yeah.
So they have data when they come out and have a press release in April 2021, and they say that there's no safety concerns, yet they knew that they had 1,223 deaths. They knew that they had over 158,000 adverse events.
And they bypassed the proper standard operating procedure for a vaccine.
So remember Pfizer, it came out on the market in the middle of December of 2020. It was the first one. So in the first 3 months, those fatalities were known. And if you had over 1,200 deaths, nearly 160,000 adverse events in 3 months, would you consider that to be safe and effective? No, you would consider putting a stop on this. But there was so much money at stake, they continued to push it. So as of April 2023, approximately 367 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech shot was administered in the United States. Kansas has a complete list of allegations against Pfizer. They say Pfizer misled the public that it is safe and effective. Pfizer said its COVID shot were safe even though it knew it was connected to serious adverse events, including death and other physical conditions. Pfizer said that the COVID shot was effective even though it knew that the effectiveness waned over time and did not protect against the COVID variants. Pfizer concealed this critical information from the public. Pfizer said that its shot would prevent transmission, even though it knew it never studied the effect of preventing transmission. Pfizer's actions and statements related to COVID shots violated previous consent judgments with the state of Kansas. Pfizer's actions and statements relating to its shots violated Kansas Consumer Protection Act. Pfizer must be held accountable for its actions. This is a great development. And I encourage other states to follow suit as well. Individual citizens can actually bring lawsuits like this. We are actually looking at something very similar to that.
Yeah, this lawsuit, in fact, is 179 pages, quite an interesting read, just regarding the residents of Kansas. But as you said, I think this would have a tremendous ripple effect on the nation.
Absolutely.
Once this opinion is released.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.